The presence of Jesus Christ is the answer in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the key. He's so glorious, and He's God Almighty. That's the glorious answer. If you could just take one thing to a desert island, it would be that, the presence of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you just hear one thing that I say in these messages, if you just have one thing. And isn't that glorious that God has set it up that way? That He knows exactly what is best for us. You know, that's just very basic, isn't it? But it's so true. This is the one thing that can never be taken from us forever. Like, we can have all kinds of, you know, anything else is something that will, that can be taken from us, or that we could lose, or that, you know. So it's so simple, so easy, so eternally profound, this presence of Jesus. And here's something practical. There's four phases of walking with Jesus Christ, with God. Jesus outlines those in the book of John. I've talked about those a lot. And good news, I heard someone else has some messages about that, about how being born again, that's the first phase. Okay, and then the next phase, born of water and the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Four phases. Four is the number of the world, of things on the earth. There's four gospels. That's God coming to the earth. The cherubim in Revelation have four faces, these glorious beings. And that represents those four revelations that we have of Jesus Christ. So deep, so glorious. I don't want to go into these teachings too much, because sometimes I purposefully keep these messages, try to keep them on this point of the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus, because that's the answer. You know, we can get caught up in doing things and learning and getting all kinds of information. You know, the Bible is so incredible. We could spend our whole life just studying the Bible. Well, but let's just meet the Lord who wrote the Bible, who is the Bible, who... Glory to God. That's glory. Hallelujah. That's one of the ways we all miss it. So what are we then to do? Let's just seek Him with our whole heart, in that it's He wants to give us His Spirit and empower us and make it easy for us to walk with Him. And He does it through us. Amen. And He'll reveal all things to us. Jesus even said this, He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, it is glorious teachings in the book of John. He will show you things to come. He will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said to you, and He'll show you things to come. Now that's, I'm just giving some of the highlights of what Jesus said, but glory to God forever. That four is that number, you know, of, and so that four phases of walking with Jesus Christ, right there in the book of John. You know, how do we know that four is the number of the earth? Well, there's the four winds of heaven. There's four directions, right? East, west, north, south. You know, God has revealed this, and there's the numbers have deep meaning. You know, there's four living creatures around the throne. Glory to God. Amen. Let me just finish with this. It's all about the Holy Spirit, and about that's the presence of Jesus. That's meeting Him. He is a great patriarch of the faith. Actually told me once, He has a personality, and He's God. He's God Almighty. Amen. Amen.